KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's 35 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high near 55. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Two people, including a pedestrian, were injured during a collision witnessed by police Monday afternoon in Council Bluffs. Authorities say a passenger car driven by a 17-year-old male and also occupied by a 15-year-old female was crossing the intersection of 25th and Avenue B and making a left turn at around 4:30 p.m. when an SUV driven by 71-year-old Lila Moore of Council Bluffs ran a stop sign at the intersection. The SUV hit the car on the passenger side, causing the vehicle to spin around to the north. The car continued northbound because its brakes malfunctioned after the impact. The SUV accelerated after the impact of the passenger vehicle and traveled north through the intersection before driving up on the northeast corner sidewalk and hitting a utility box and then a pedestrian, 48-year-old Rhonda Alvarez of Council Bluffs, who was walking on the sidewalk with her dog. Alvarez was thrown into the air and landed on the curb. She was taken by ambulance to CHI Creighton Hospital in Omaha as a precaution for her injuries. The woman complained of back and shoulder injuries at the scene, but it was later determined those injuries were not life-threatening. A 15-year-old passenger in the car suffered minor injuries during the crash. The SUV continued to travel northwest after the impact, crossing North 25th Street and striking a parked, unoccupied passenger vehicle, causing that vehicle to be pushed up into the backyard of 2502 Avenue B. The SUV stopped in the backyard of the same address and struck the garage of the home. As officers were gathering information, they were advised by a male witness who resides in a home at the corner of that intersection that he'd recorded the accident on his home surveillance video system. The video was reviewed and later recorded by Council Bluffs Police Ident Tech as evidence. Authorities said that Moore was cited for failure to obey a stop sign or signal. Authorities are investigating the death of a woman whose body was found in a southern Iowa farm pond last week. The Iowa Department of Public Safety said yesterday a hunter found the decomposed body last Wednesday in a pond in Union County near the border with Madison County. The body was that of a woman in her 30s. The body underwent an autopsy at the Iowa Office of the State Medical Examiner's Office in Ankeny, and authorities said they wouldn't release the cause of death because they're continuing to investigate it. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation and Union County Sheriff's Office are investigating. Authorities say a man who broke into a Des Moines home has died of a stab wound. On Monday, following an autopsy, Polk County Medical Examiner Gregory Schmunk confirmed the cause of 31-year-old Travis Williams' death. Police say Williams, who's from Earlham, died early Saturday morning after an altercation with two people at a Des Moines home. Investigators believe Williams broke into the home before the confrontation. The two people were identified as 19-year-old Ali Cano and his girlfriend, 18-year-old Whitney Campbell. The case is still under investigation. No arrests have been reported. And four students at the Clarinda Academy escaped briefly Monday morning. The students, all males, left the academy in an unknown direction of travel, but were captured without incident a short distance away at 200th Street and Q Avenue northwest of Clarinda. The Clarinda Academy is a residential foster care facility that provides residential treatment and shelter care to at-risk and delinquent male and female youth from several states. And in the funeral announcements, Faye Enan, age 99, of Atlantic and formerly of Wyota, died Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Faye Enan will be held Friday at 10:30 at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Gail Whitey Peterson, age 82, of Harlan, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Whitey Peterson will be held Friday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dolores Wilkinson, age 88, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Dolores Wilkinson will be Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Kip Spencer, age 41, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Memorial services for Kip Spencer will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And Audrey Getch, age 90, of Griswold and formerly of the Atlantic and Red Oak areas, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Audrey Getch are pending at the Warner Funeral Home in Spencer. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.